Hey everyone, Tony Bennett here. Thanks for joining me. Wanted to have a bit of a chat with you guys today about keeping a perspective on reaching all the goals and everything that you set for yourself. I look back at my early days when I was understanding and learning about money and learning about goals and trying to create the life that I wanted for me and my family. And I think I've told you guys before that I was just super passionate about creating the lifestyle that I wanted to create. And that was my total goal and my total aim was to just be able to create that lifestyle. Now, you know, for me that was being able to make the money that I wanted and to be able to live the life that I wanted, be able to travel with my family anywhere we wanted, when we wanted. Live between Australia and Sweden in Europe where my wife is from, and that was my whole goal, and to travel the world, you know, with our kids and expose them to lots of different cultures and experiences and expose myself and to those as well and live and grow and learn and be able to do it on your terms and not have to do things that you don't want to do. So that was my whole goal, and that's what I focused on. I didn't focus too much on how I was going to achieve it. My belief with that is if you believe in something it's hard enough and you put the time and effort into genuinely focusing on that, things will arise and things will come up and you will make things happen to be able to achieve that goal that you want. So for me, it was creating that one lifestyle, that type of living that I wanted to achieve. And that was my number one goal. And that really was the only goal. Everything else just fell into place. But one of the bad things that comes with chasing everything, and particularly when you're young, you want it all now. And particularly when you've got a young family, you want everything now. And look, I'm all for trying to get to your goals as quick as possible and trying to achieve the lifestyle that you want to achieve. But just looking back on things and the way that I went about it, you know, I got to 41 around that age and I basically had achieved what I wanted to achieve. And being able to live the lifestyle that I wanted to and having pretty much everything that I wanted and having time and money freedom to be able to live that way. And, you know, lots of people say how amazing that is and that's just, you know, incredible and how lucky you are and all that sort of stuff. Now, I am extremely grateful for everything that I've got and really, really am incredibly grateful and humble about it all as well. But don't do what I did. You know, that's my message, because I worked so hard that, you know, multiple relationships that I had fell by the wayside because of it, and some of them that are even, you know, pretty much irreparable now, just because, you know, I didn't put any effort into maintaining those relationships because I was just too focused on my goal. And then, you know, that focus on that goal sent me off on a tangent in, you know, starting companies. And when you're in that position where you're just totally focused and you don't really care about anything else, your balance is so out of play. And that's to me so imperative that you understand that you need to have that balance. And that's a bit of a cliche, but you know, you need to focus on the relationships in your life. You need to focus on whether those relationships, are not conducive to helping you meet your goals. You know, there's going to be some of your loved ones that you do love and that you shouldn't completely brush, despite hearing a lot of people say that you should. You don't want to do that with your relationships. You just want to understand that they work in a certain way with certain people, and you And you be with those people when you are with them, and understand that it's not sort of helpful for you to achieve what you want. But don't just brush people off, because it'll come back to bite you like it has for me, you know. Loved ones and family members that because of the way that I was, and I was so focused on getting everything, that those relationships are no longer, they don't have the strength and they don't have the longevity, you know, that I wish that they did have. And then there's also the stress that you put yourself through by trying to chase everything and trying to get, different sources of income, and, you know, not doing it the right way. There's a real right way and a wrong way to do these things. And the way that I did it, I got to my final goal, and I got there so much quicker than 95% of the population. But at the same time doing that, I put an enormous amount of stress on myself and my family, and, you know, it certainly affected my relationship with my wife and my children. There was times that I was away a hell of a lot, and you know, out until 2-3 o'clock in the morning when I was setting up companies, when I was there. And I did that, you know, on and off over multiple years, and it puts an enormous amount of stress on your family. And some people that will listen to this will be going, well, you know, that's the sort of stuff that you've got to do. You've got to put it all on the line, and you know, if you want to take the island, you've got to burn the boat. And, you know, my take on that is, you know, if you want to take the island, you can burn the dinghy, but you don't have to burn the mothership. And that's where I believe that you do have to put it all on the line as far as your effort and your commitment and you prioritizing how you want to go and how you want to get there. But you don't have to put everything on the line that puts so much stress into your family life, when you've got to put your home on the line and things like that. I think that there is a better way. When you're building businesses and you're building them the traditional way, and you've got, you know, the shop front and, you know, to get the money to be able to do the things that you want to do either takes a long time to get that money, or you have to go out and you have to get, you know, venture capitalists to come in, and you have to have a hell of a good idea and a good business model to be able to do that. But then you're basically sold out, and that's the same as getting bank loans and that sort of thing as well. And the amount you've got to personally guarantee it. It doesn't matter about your bankruptcy and all that sort of stuff if you go wrong. Well, all of that is the stuff that you want to avoid, and that's the stuff that I actually put myself through, and it was extremely stressful at the time. And yeah, I made it succeed, but not everybody does. And I don't really feel that you should be creating or should be using that as a backup. When you hear others say that, you know, well, you know, it's okay to fail and all of those things, yeah, it is, but we don't really want to. Let's have small failures, not some big ones where we lose everything that we got. I don't believe you have to do that. And I think it's, you know, it's almost made out to be, you know, that's what you've got to do. You've got to lose everything, or you've got to put everything on the line. And that, to me, just creates massive problems beyond that. You know, there's not too many husbands, you know, that can tolerate that so many times if their wife goes out and does it. There's not too many wives, you know, that are going to be able to handle that and be able to stick by you if you continue to make those same mistakes. And isn't it better to actually try and avoid making those mistakes? So for me, doing what I did, if I had it all over again, I wouldn't do it like that. Like I said, I had to borrow lots of money. I had to put a lot of, you know, time and effort up all hours of the night, which, you know, one, it affects your relationships, your close ones with you, particularly your husband or your wife and the kids. You know, both, you're not giving the time, you're not giving the energy, and when you are, you're tired, you're exhausted, all those things that come along with trying to start these companies and having the added stress of all of the money and that you borrowed. So that to me is the biggest thing. The other one is, your health. You know, when you're doing these things, you're not exercising, you're not watching your the foods that you eat, you're not understanding your diet, you're not being able to spend time to be curious and learn more about the diet that works best for you. So you end up not eating well, you end up eating at wrong times of the day and night, your body doesn't function as well as it should function. And for me, with health science degrees and medical degrees and putting myself through this, I understood all of these things. And then I could see my body from being a super fit guy to starting to deteriorate. I was putting on weight, and I checked my own liver, and after a couple of years, and my liver's fatty, I had a cyst in my liver, and I was like, my God, I see this stuff in patients, all the time, and I know how unhealthy it is. So, you're affecting your health, you're affecting, the way that you sleep then when your health is not right, and when you're coming home late at night. All these things, these are just off the top of my head, how it affects you. All of the stuff that you're trying to build and the lifestyle that you're trying to create, by doing it this way and, putting so much on the line, you're actually getting to that point in time where, if you don't actually get there quick enough, you've lost everything that you try, everything that you're trying to do it for, the whole reasons. And that's to live a fantastic life and live the lifestyle you want. You get to that point where you either don't have a husband or a wife, and your kids have got nothing in common with you because you're not spending any time with them. And you're unhealthy, sick and overweight, and you're doing something that you really don't love, because in the end, that stuff just wears you down to the point where you almost feel like giving up. So if you don't get to where I got to as quick as I did, and to me it took way too long, when it being around sort of that 12 or so year mark, where most people would kill to do that. So, don't do it the way that I did it. Try and find the better options, which is what I'm doing now. I'm, making income and residual income from multiple sources, from multiple streams of income, and I'm doing it online, and I'm doing the work once that I get paid multiple times. That's what you want to do. You can set up a really, with all of the amazing tools and everything you need to get moving and set up the right type of business and learn all of these skills for a few grand. You can be like, or less, but you can set up the right type of one. Go to my website, which you'll see on the podcast there, and this is exactly how I'm doing it. I'm doing this to try and teach people how to do it, because I'm doing it and I can see there's so much, there's a much faster, much more beneficial path to creating financial wealth and the lifestyle that you want, financial freedom, than what I had to put myself through. And there's so many people out there that are putting themselves through the stuff that I did and are not succeeding and coming out just, they've failed and they can't get back on their feet and they've lost everything. And I don't want that for anybody. And that is my goal, is to help as many people as I can work out what I've worked out after doing all of the stuff that I've done. And I'm financially free. You're listening to somebody who has already achieved it, and I've done it, and I've done it the hard way. Now I'm doing it the easy way. And if I knew this stuff, 12 years ago, I would have retired 10 years earlier than what I did. Instead of retiring 12 years after I worked all that stuff out of it, and putting everything on the line and worked my butt off, and, retired 12 or so years after that, well, I would have retired in 2 years if I'd worked out what I know now. So jump on, guys, have a look. Don't kill yourself. There's other ways to do it. And I'm almost sick of hearing, about how you've got to put everything on the line. And look, I love Tony Robbins, and I know exactly what he means by, if you want to take the island, you've got to burn the boat. And look, I totally agree with that, but you've got to look at it from a couple of different perspectives. And I know that for me, I would never do what I did initially to get to where I need to go, knowing what I know now. Yep, so I wouldn't do what I have done. I would do what I'm doing now, which was with so much less risk. Yeah, hard work, time, effort, learning amazing skills which you can apply for the rest of your life. Incredible stuff. But I would never do what I've done. I would do it this way, and I'd get to my financial point that I was happy with, and I would have created the lifestyle that I wanted. My total goal, my number one goal, was to create that lifestyle. I would have got there so much faster and so much easier knowing what I know now. So jump on, have a look at www.msisecret.com, msisecret.com, and get in contact with me. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you guys, and we'd genuinely love to help you in any way. Okay, have a great evening. Thanks for listening.